Hello, everyone. Welcome to the final episode of our Marketing Seminar Series podcast, The Marketing Maestros. I'm Maria Mendez.
This is Raman.
This is Stephanie.
And Dimitri Bistecos.
Woohoo! So today we are going to be discussing about our major takeaways from this semester and all the amazing speakers we met through all these amazing weeks, the impacts that their advice have in our careers, and lastly, we will be summarizing about our success in building a network and finding all the resources to find a job in the marketing field.
Woo-hoo. Right, so we're gonna be reflecting on our learning experiences in our seminar, and we're just gonna talk about our networks and the speakers and everything that Maria said. All right, so
awesome.
Part one, we're gonna start with what we've learned. So to start things off, what is the speaker that inspired you most? Personally, I think Hamza Khan. I'm just going to put
completely.
That out there.
Yeah. Yes.
Agreed.
Yes. He knows how to sell himself.
Yeah.
He's very proactive. The way, like, he is, the session with him was really active. I didn't, like, have to take notes about it. I was, like,
was
very
engaging.
Focused on that.
Very engaging.
Yeah.
He had that, like, underlying theme of being yourself, and, everyone gets to their career in a different way, and, like, from a different educational like, perspective.
What
experience.
I remember from his session was how he explained the whole story about where he came from and mm-hmm. then how he started and then how the kind of failures he has faced in his career, but where he is now mm-hmm. helping people like us, especially
who are
new to the industry.
Yeah, I like that he incorporates his like shortcomings too. Like he doesn't deny that he like did certain things or like acted a certain way. He just like makes he includes it in his story, which is really nice. And I think that's important for selling yourself, like that you're a relatable person. Like you can.
It makes you more human.
Yeah, for sure. It's like that humanizing element.
Yes.
All right. So Hamza Khan. All right, what did we learn that had the most impact on how we thought about our career options? That's a great question.
Oh my God.
Right?
Yes. So I will say the way that we have to sell ourselves and all the tools we need to have to like at the moment of an interview mm-hmm. or like trying to find a new job or stuff like that. For example, the website. We create a website, guys.
Yeah.
We have this podcast. We are learning a lot of things that are going to mm-hmm. be helpful for, like, our job hunt and, like, our internships.
Yeah. Those things I didn't realize how important, like, okay, like, selling yourself is one thing, but the tools to sell yourself, like what you said, like, having a blog and having, like, I had no idea how to create any of those things. I had no idea what to put on those blogs and, like, mm-hmm. the podcast. Like, when we came in here in September, end of September,
mm-hmm.
I was like, what are we doing? What are we talking about? What's going on? But I feel like throughout the semester, especially with the seminar, I learned so many different things to add to the blog.
Yeah, and also a lot of speakers spoke about how you can sell these things.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a blog or if whatever you do, if it's something different, what makes you unique? So that's mm-hmm. also one of the things that most of the speakers spoke about mm-hmm. and I kind of got that if you go for an interview, you just cannot just depend on your resume
mm-hmm.
you have to showcase your personality and
yeah.
I remember from one of the sessions when we had Jasmine Janara
mm-hmm.
How she said that even handing out your card like a business card along with your resume that distinguishes that separates you out from the entire crowd.
For sure.
Mm. These are some of the things. Having a blog, yes, but then how you can sell that blog, how you can tell people that this is, you know, just to speak it out loud on your LinkedIn, on your profile, create your portfolio, all of these things. So these are some of the things that I learned. Like I had a blog, but then I was just silently working on it. But
mm-hmm.
then now it's just one step that, you know, we shy away from sharing about it and
mm-hmm.
talking about it. But then this is something that you do. This is what makes you different.
Yeah, for sure. Also, even for your blog, especially, like you already have an established following and people and an interest. But now with the program, it's like you have a different kind of blog
and different
portfolio pieces. Like it's so
and
important.
Yeah, you can use that to show like experience for like depending on the job that you're looking for. I feel like that's kind of what I learned, like depending on the specific job you're looking for, to kind of like relate your experience toward that job if it isn't completely in the same field, you know? So if you're looking for like a like, job and you have like serving experience, you can use a lot of ways to like relate experiences and
obviously good tips on making our resumes stand out.
That is such a good point, Dimitri. Like we were talking about this not long ago. We were talking about how do I make my resume stand out when all I have is like service industry experience. But I feel like such an important thing that we learned was like taking those things and applying it, even if it is such a stretch to make it relatable to marketing.
There's always a way.
There's
right?
always a way. Yes. There's always a way to put that word in, that buzzword, to make that experience seem like, this is.
Yeah, having like your own website or blog or stuff like that makes you like shows you are.
You like, I'm still putting in work while I serve on the side, you know? Like it's
but important. It shows that you're proactive.
Exactly.
Wow, she's working in you want. You can you're a good listener.
She's working in the service industry, but she's also doing this blog, the podcast, the website, she's going to school. So that tells a lot of things about you.
Yeah.
And how you are. Like,
so this is one of the important takeaways for us. And also we want to tell our listeners, whoever's listening, it that it's always a, like Steph said, that it's a stretch. You have to go out there and then do these things in case if you want to stand out. So
exactly. All right,
moving on.
Yeah, I think we just answered what the most important thing we learned was.
I also love the idea about the domain names.
Okay.
And the domain name expert, Bill Sweetman. I learned from him that it's a really good idea to buy your domain name, like your name as a domain name.
I did it.
And I think it's a
really common name though, don't you, Maria?
Yeah, it was so expensive to get .com, so I got .ca because .com was like $15,000.
But it's good that you got .ca.
Really? Yes, because my name is very common. So I got .ca and it was way cheaper than
Dimitri just nudging. He said mine was 20. Well, no, Dimitri Bistecos.
Yours was 20, but then my name, MariaMendez.com, was $15,000, and MariaMendez.ca was like $3.
Yeah, but think about Dimitri Bistecos. That name, that's not a very common name, is it?
I think there's about like maybe three or four of them in
the world. Exactly. But that's the thing. How many of them are trying to find a website? So hers, she just said hers is very common. So it was like 15 grand.
Yeah. And I think it's good that you got a .ca because if you're trying trying to reach out to people who are based out of Canada, it's perfect for you right
now.
The
more you know.
Because .com is international. You don't need that completely right now. Yeah.
I learned a lot about him. I think that was really helpful since we had to create a website for some assignments.
Yeah.
That special seminar gave me a lot of like knowledge to put
so
in
much
practice.
Insight. Yes. It's also like there's a lot, like even just talking about portfolio, website, resume, all these things, all these like elements, every single seminar we had gave some kind of tip that was like niche, like the domain thing or
B2B,
like all these things that like kind of, like I had no idea, like the domain name, the buying. I was like, oh well, Squarespace is fine. It's like, no, you should like have your website, have your name,
own it, like it's yours.
Yeah. You never know when you're gonna need it. You never know when you're gonna want to like do something with it. So I feel like all these little things, like I would never think on my own to do that, or I like, it's just such a quick piece of information from like someone that is a pro.
It's already working.
Yeah,
on it.
Exactly.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, it was really good Secret having all the these pros. Papers on our seminar.
Yeah, exactly. And also the alumni panel.
Yeah.
I was like, hey, we have hope.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Yeah.
Because there was like a couple GB grads in a bunch of the panels. And just the fact that they were like, you know, I got my co-op or my internship and I didn't love it, but I still learned from it. So just take what you can. Maybe you're not going to find your dream job. We talked a lot about that. Like, you can't think you're going to get your dream job in
like
your
right
internship
away.
Right
yes.
away. Like,
yeah,
it just
a lot
doesn't.
Of them said that.
Yeah.
Or like, even like a paid internship.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Yeah. We've realized that now. It's hard to get a paid internship,
completely.
Which we will get into later as well. So yeah, I think it's a good segue into networking and resources, because we're already talking about networking and resources. So, who have we networked with and built relationships with this semester? And I think that can be within the seminar or outside of the seminar, because I think within the seminar, obviously Salima and all her contacts. So we've been sharing on LinkedIn our articles, and you said, Maria, that people have been responding.
Yeah, we have like interactions. I had some interactions with them.
Yeah.
They don't like my pose, and they were like, they were commenting on that, like, hey, Maria, I love this. And they shared that on their profiles.
Amazing.
So yeah, I had exposure. Yeah, I had the chance to like talk to them, and yes, like, hey, you know who I am now. Hey, I'm looking for a job.
Yeah. It's also like, that's how you build your network, right?
Yes.
Like, just even having them as a contact on LinkedIn, it gets you in more searches. It gets you with more connections. It's just like a good thing. And also being shared by them is huge.
Yeah.
Like that gets you such viewership. That's so impressive.
And when people see that, you're like, oh, they know this person and this person.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
And also it helps when you're looking for a job, and then when you go out and they see like, oh, okay, this is the same girl who was doing the podcast. Yeah. And they know about her.
So, or even, or even like going into an interview.
Especially
on
LinkedIn.
Yeah, on LinkedIn, and them seeing like, oh, you're connected to like Salima, or you're connected to Michelle or whoever. Like, that's amazing to have that connection. You never know who knows people in the industry, right?
And even with our own and friends.
I don't know about you guys, but then I have noticed that since after we started doing like this this semester, after we started doing the seminar class, I don't know, because just because you mentioned this thing, it kind of hit me that maybe this is the reason why there are so many views on my profile right now, because there are people whom I'm connected with who are in the industry and they're doing so well.
I have of the course, same. 100%. Yeah. My LinkedIn profile is like very active right now. Like I have a lot of notifications,
a lot of
comments,
views on my daily basis.
That's amazing. That's so cool.
It works.
I think that's within our class. I think another professor that we've built a good relationship, I think all of us have, is Michelle.
We love you.
Michelle is the best. She was our omni-channel teacher, professor,
amazing.
Not teacher. She was our professor.
She's a friend.
Yeah, she is a friend. Like at the end of the semester, it's like, wow, like
incredible.
We had her both semesters. She's taught us analytics first semester and omni-channel second semester. And she was so helpful. She actually gave us a full class to just come in and ask her questions about finding internships, because at the beginning of November, she said to us, like, you guys have 4 weeks to find something. And we were all like, huh, really? Do we? And so she was the one that kind of sat us down and was like, this is what you need to do. This is what you need to like prioritize.
Very practical.
Very practical, but also like, don't worry, you still have time.
Yeah.
You're a smart person. You'll find something.
Amazing.
Yeah. She's a great contact to have, and she's shared her contacts with all of us and helps people find internships. She's helped people find internships, and she gives such
in
good
whatever
tips.
Field they like.
Yeah. She's really open to listening, which is amazing just to have. And she said she told a funny story yesterday about running into an old student. She was like, that'll be you guys one day. Like, don't forget about me. I won't forget about you.
No, she is.
So she's an angel, like great contact to have.
Very helpful.
Our next connection, I would say a big connection for us, especially, is the Spotify project that we had with Danny Smith, our professor, another amazing contact to have. We're pretty sure we're presenting to Spotify or Trevor Peters, so that's exciting. That's also just a good, really good learning opportunity for
us. It was a really big project.
It was a huge
for this
project.
Semester.
Yeah.
Basically, we had to be
one of the biggest.
We had to create digital marketing campaign for Spotify. And we did pretty well. And
we did very well.
Yeah.
Hopefully, fingers crossed, we'll be presented.
Hopefully, you will see us on the street.
As you can tell, we're all pretty confident. That
Well, we got good feedback. So
we'll let you know.
Yeah, next future, Monday or hopefully. Tuesday, we'll know. So, yeah, as Maria was saying, we had to do a digital marketing campaign. We had a fake budget of 10 grand, and then we had to do like 10 tactics. Or was it? It was 10 tactics.
10
and then
tactics,
top three had to be in your budget. You had to make a campaign theme and present it to the class, which was just like really good experience. And I feel like through that, even just with our classmates, I feel like we all got to show what we're good at what we like. And
what
so
are
I feel
our
like
strengths,
it,
build on our strengths. And also just doing this project was like, it's real life experience, I believe. That's how it is in with the kind of timelines we had and then how we moved forward from just thinking about the creative brief to the actual campaign theme, and then thinking about the tactics that suit the campaign theme, the digital tactics, obviously.
Yeah.
So the timelines and everything, the way we moved forward, the way we worked as a team, I think we got to know a lot about our own strengths and weaknesses, and then also how things are in the industry, like in real time out there. So agreed. That was a huge learning for us.
Yeah, a lot of like research and insight, and then like making strategic decisions. Based
I just like to say that don't take your projects. I mean, take your project seriously in school. I'd say that.
Yeah.
If anybody's listening.
That's a good takeaway. Yeah. Take your project
seriously. Take your project seriously, because this is what's going to help you.
Well, exactly. And I feel like it's
a good portfolio piece.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like you might not have an experience real time working in a company or working for an agency or a brand. But then when you do these projects, these things are part of your portfolio.
Well, that is what it's a part of the portfolio. And it's also like a networking opportunity. Like speaking for myself, at least, like I was treating it like a job. Like when we were doing it, I was like, okay, this is our schedule. Yeah, this is what we're doing. And we were all pretty good with communicating. Like we took it seriously and it paid off, which
amazing.
Is
that's
really
very
nice.
Important. Yeah. Teamwork.
Yeah. Like communicating with your like group work, as we talked about all semester, group work is important. And having time management skills is important. And like collaborating is important. It's so important. I can't stress that enough. Like being a team player, a good skill to have.
It will take you far.
It will take you very far.
So true.
So speaking of that, events and activities we have attended individually or as a group.
Ooh,
what do you guys think?
We went to the Scotiabank recruiter
panel. I think I have to say that for me, the best event till now was the IAB Canada Mix. I think I was really fortunate to be able to attend that, like to be selected from our group in class to be a part of that.
What was it called, sir?
IAB Canada Mix.
IAB?
IAB.
What's that stand
for? Oh, is that the International Agent?
Advertising Bureau.
Advertising Bureau, yes. Nice. So it's one of the biggest events that happens in Toronto. I mean, all over the world, I believe. But yeah, it was one of the biggest marketing events that happens. And then there are all these big brands that are part of it. And just to be there to be listening to them and just to hear their stories, how they started. There were brands like Mejuri, Wattpad, there was Bell, there was Deloitte. I'm sure there was Deloitte. I have a whole bunch of list of like teams, the companies over there. So yeah, and it was a great networking event just to be there and then listen to all these brands speak their story.
Very nice.
So that was for me. And then, what about you guys?
Guys also did social media week.
Oh, wow.
Ramen and Maria were
social media volunteers for the social media week.
All right, so let's talk about that, because that was big.
And that was here at Stacked Market the day you guys volunteered, right?
I was at
different places. So they did it at different places.
It was around the city.
They were there for like 4 days.
Right.
Yeah, all over the city. Fine. Because that happens for over the span of 3 to 4 days, I believe.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the reason why it's called Social Media Week. And they had different speakers for each day. There were different panelists. I was there for a day. And
it was good.
Good. I remember like there were a few local businesses who were speaking about how they started out and then what are they doing for the community. And yeah, I mean, I got to work on the social media part of it, covering the event, taking pictures, putting it up, writing down the captions for social media. So yeah, that was fun.
That's a good experience. It looks great on a resume.
Yeah.
And listening to all those speakers, that's awesome.
Yes. So never miss these opportunities.
Yeah. And you know what? You guys did it during a very busy week for us.
Yep,
so that was really impressive for time management, group work. You guys were very transparent.
Yeah, like running around like a headless chicken, but so worth it.
Yeah, it's worth it. And it's fun. It's fun hustling around the city.
That was really cool. Yeah, I was taking pictures for them around Stacked Market.
Fun.
Yeah, it was fun. Too cold, but it was
fun. Cold. Okay, so what groups did you join with? What results? What job finding resources did you investigate for job hunting? And which were the most useful?
Can I start?
Yes.
I was not active on LinkedIn at all. I mean, I had LinkedIn account from really long, but then I was not using it. I mean, I don't know.
Same.
It was just there.
Yeah, same thing.
So yeah, during this course, especially from the beginning of the second semester, I started putting in more efforts in it, and it started showing up. Yeah.
Well, it's so important for every resume. They're always like, okay, LinkedIn URL as well.
Yeah.
Like for everything that we've applied to, it's like always LinkedIn URL.
Like, LinkedIn is like the standard right
it's
now.
It's so standard. Sure.
Because you can show off all your skills, qualifications. It's basically, it's a resume with a picture on it.
And that was like the first thing I think we learned even last semester was like, get your LinkedIn together. Like, get your LinkedIn together, get your resume together, get a cover letter kind of going.
A lot of jobs ask either apply with your resume, attach your resume, or just apply through your LinkedIn.
LinkedIn, yeah.
It's basically the same, right?
What other things do we join? Okay, we have a big list. We have GB Careers.
Oh, I got my internship through UBC Careers.
She did. So take us through that. We'll go through everyone's journey.
So I applied through UBC Career, which is the portal of the school is giving us to apply for, to find co-ops and internships. I applied for Jamvan Media, Jamvan Inc., which is a experiential marketing agency. Mm-hmm. And I got my internship, and I will start in January.
Agency gal, let's get it, Jamvan.
I'm really excited. It looks amazing. The place, even the people there—they are really nice. They have a dog.
Yeah,
I'm so excited. And yeah, so I got my internship through that. We also have Indeed. I got an interview through Indeed too.
But also, I want to say you had during our crazy week of social media week and our assignments, Maria was like in crisis because she had so many offers coming her way that she was like, guys, I don't know what to do. Like, how do I email this person and what do I say? And it was like, you got a lot of interviews, lot of opportunities. That's
amazing.
I'm gonna
say why.
You were on like three interviews a week.
You were averaging like.
I got four or five interviews. The thing is, I applied for those positions at the same time, and it was like, hey, what's going on? I haven't like get an answer from there, from them. So I'm gonna need to apply to other positions.
Yeah.
And then
they all hit you at once.
They answer me at the same time.
Yeah.
I accept one, and then that one. Like the same week I got this offer from the one that I accept, and I was like, what I'm gonna do. So just take your time.
It's a waiting game. It's such a waiting game.
I waited more than a month. So I was like, this is not gonna work.
Maria, did you only use GB Careers or were you using other platforms as well?
I use GBC Careers, LinkedIn, and Indeed.
And where did you find the most responses from?
GBC Careers.
Wow. That makes sense because we're looking kind of for like entry level positions and they're students. So.
Well, completely. Even sometimes not even entry level, sometimes just like full on internship, like no entry level, just interning.
I find I've gotten the most responses off LinkedIn.
Really?
Putting on your profile on LinkedIn that you're actively searching for a job.
That too. Right?
Recruiters will just message you.
A lot of recruiters hit me up. And sometimes I'm like, is this spam or is this genuine?
Is this
like,
real?
What is happening?
It's kind of
cool.
It's like
you can always tell them to email you. That's what I do.
Just send me an email, if it's legit. We also have, Dimitri, have you been using Indeed?
I used Indeed a couple times, but over the last 2 weeks, I got like three interviews using LinkedIn. Basically.
LinkedIn?
Yeah, just LinkedIn.
So you're going to hit up on LinkedIn. That's good.
So you're very active.
Yeah. Indeed, though, I have been using that a bit, but LinkedIn is my main.
I find Indeed is just so daunting. There's so much on there that I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing. It just seems like a huge, but then I guess LinkedIn's the same thing, but I feel like there's more faces on LinkedIn.
Even on LinkedIn.
It's more trustworthy and personal.
Even on LinkedIn, even on Indeed, if you go to apply somewhere, sometimes they're asking to apply with LinkedIn.
Makes sense. Talent Egg.
You also use Talent Egg, and let's not forget
AngelList.
Where you found your
AngelList is where I found my co-op/job. My boyfriend told me to download it, but not download it. He told me to make an account on it, and I was like, I don't know. Like, so many people have told, like, my best friend told me Talent Egg. He told me AngelList. So I was like, I am gonna have an account on every single website, and I'm never gonna find anything because I don't know where to end the like profiles.
Yeah.
So I applied on AngelList. I got so lucky. I applied at like 9 a.m. when I was waiting for our group. And then by like 3 o'clock, I got a message back and he was like, hey, you're exactly what we're looking for. And I was like, no, you're exactly what I'm looking for. This is perfect. So then that night we had a phone interview and then a couple weeks of emailing. And now I'm hired. So
woohoo,
that's exciting. Yay. January is a big month for us.
It's a big, big month. Yes.
Woohoo. Yeah, so that's exciting.
I'm the only one still in the trenches here.
So if you have a job for Dimitri,
please hire me.
Please hire him. We will give him to you.
Okay, I'm not that desperate.
No.
He's I've got, honestly just been going on interviews.
You're in the process.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah. It takes some time. That's fine.
For sure. It's also just a waiting game. Like you've sent out so many applications, but it takes a while for them to process all of them and close the application. Sometimes they do get back to you, sometimes they don't. Sometimes they do weeks, months later.
And another learning experience for me is that I went on one interview and I basically thought that for sure I was gonna get this job. Like I thought I had it in the bag. I put in a lot of effort for that, but so I only it was my main focus was that one application, and then I kind of just didn't apply to other ones. And as I was waiting to see if I got it or not, the bad news came, and then I was like, oh no, I could have been applying for so many more. So that was basically a pretty big learning experience for me.
Yeah, it's also I felt the same way when I started emailing my new boss. I was like, should I keep applying? So I kept applying, but then I was also but I don't want to
put hope.
You have the hope, and you also feel kind of you owe them, because you're I don't want to go behind your back and apply to other places, because what if you hire me and then I don't know, it's this weird, because then even with you I was like, oh yeah, you're gonna get it, it's no whatever.
Thanks for the false hope.
No, it wasn't false hope, it was confidence. But it's hard.
What Maria said, full-time hype man. She started applying long back, and then she had to wait for a month or so. And then eventually it takes time. It started coming in at once. That's how it
is. And it's also it's not suddenly okay, as much as everyone has said in the seminar series, you're not going to find your dream job or your dream internship. Yeah. And that's true. You might have to deviate because you're looking for experience, right? You're going to learn something no matter where you are. But it is finding a good place for you. And it is finding, because, Michelle kept saying, she's like, you know what, you do need to find something that you're going to be happy at, because you have to work there every day and you have to put in time. And especially if you're not getting paid to work there, you want to at least enjoy your time.
Enjoy
there.
Your time there. Yeah.
So I think it's even more wise to, me and Dimitri were talking, we were discussing his options and professional discussion.
We had a meeting.
Yeah, we had a meeting and we were talking and we were sometimes it's just better. Actually, it was a conference call. Yeah. But it's better to just, maybe it might be better to just wait a month, because who's hiring, not a lot of people, some places are hiring in December. It depends where you get lucky, but sometimes it's better to just wait a little bit and then find something better in January or February, because realistically, if you're out there looking for an internship, you just have to check how many hours you need, because if you can finish your hours in 2-3 months, then maybe it's better to just keep your job hunt going, because that's, you need more time and you want to find something that's valuable to you. So it's the trade-off.
And one of the interviews I went on was kind of for a position that wasn't very related to my program. Sort of, but it's a client success manager.
Well, tell them what you did in the interview too.
Okay.
Yeah, they tested him. There's a bigger story here.
There's a long story. So at the beginning, I got a phone call and I was applying to a position of social media coordinator. And then they asked me if I had a lot of B2B experience. And I said, no, not really, but I've learned a little bit about it in school. And then they're being totally transparent with me. And they said, you know what, we're looking for someone with more B2B experience, but we have a position available as a client success manager. And it seems like you're super qualified for that. They said they really liked that I had the customer service experience as well as the marketing, social media, data analysis experience. So so I went on the interview for that, and it was pretty intense. It was an hour and a half long. The first hour was quick fire round of questions, situational based and behavioral.
Actual question: what came first, chicken or the egg? That was one of the questions. Yeah, straight up, that's what they asked him.
I said the chicken.
Yeah.
One of them was tea or coffee.
Yeah, obviously coffee.
And there was a lot of crazy questions, but then had a in-office test after that, and that in-office test was a little intense, I won't lie. There was a Excel part of it that involved pivot tables and a lot of data analysis.
I had the same.
I remember you came back saying I had to do pivot tables, and we were like, oh my god, pivot tables. So there's you never really sometimes you know what you're walking into, sometimes you get chicken or the egg and pivot tables. So
you gotta
it's
be ready
a
for
double
everything.
Whammy of what's going on. Okay, so let's go into, we kind of deviated because we were looking at job resources, but What contacts did volunteering bring you, if they brought you any? Did you guys make any connections at like Social Media Week?
I think it was a really rush time there. So
you're
we
also
didn't
working
really get,
too.
I was running from classes to
events. So much, too much going on. Yeah, it was busy.
Yeah, but I think
I met
one
someone.
Connection
did
on
you?
Instagram.
He runs the Stacked Market.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot his name, but I have his card in my business card in my house. I was asking him about the pop-up stores and how you can just run them and like how it works, and he gave me his business card. We haven't talked since then. But I have his business card.
I have an interesting story to tell, so it's not that long. But yeah, I met this person while I was waiting outside the building during the Social Media Week. And this lady, she apparently seemed lost, and then I was also lost. So I just connected with her, and then she told me that she works for the government, and then she's here to attend the Social Media Week. And then we literally exchanged emails, and then it was a good. This reminded me that I have to reach out to her. Why I have not done that? Yeah, so I made that connection out of the blue. We were just talking over. It was snowing that day. It was really bad outside. We were not sure which building we were supposed to be in. And then, we just started conversation from there. And then we exchanged emails. She told me that she would be interested in hiring interns. She's not sure. Government doesn't do that. But then, it was really nice talking to her. So she gave me her email. I'm going to talk to her as soon as possible.
Good.
And then, I also followed on Instagram. I made a connection. I followed this, our team leader from the event.
Mm-hmm.
So she works for the Pinch Social agency, who was handling all the social media and marketing for Social Media Week. And I'm connected with her on Instagram now.
Lovely.
That's amazing.
That's good. Yeah.
Very nice.
Oh la la.
Also, we've just made a lot of connections, I think, with our classmates, which is great, because now that we're even just talking about where we're all working and like where we want to be in a couple years, it's really good to have a network of like 40 digital marketers are going to be in the industry with us as well, which is really nice.
In a couple years when you're like looking for something or looking to change jobs or
something. Even looking for someone to help you with something, like even just looking for like people to also work with, like to collaborate with. It's really good to have all these like very smart, well-established people. So that's a great network.
We've talked about this, that we're not going to stop this.
This is our final assignment.
But then we're not
for
going to stop
our school. But we are going to be back, guys. It's very cool content. You will love it.
I think we're going to do more personal content going forward, but then we'll add our own bits and pieces to it, because we don't have a specific strategy to follow.
Sure.
But then so this is a really good way to stay connected,
even
completely
sure.
between ourselves.
I agree.
So we can share a little bit what we are learning on our internships,
and then we can go
and
for
trends.
A couple drinks after.
Exactly.
And drinks for sure, and what's going on in the city, trends in marketing. What are we learning too? We are gonna learn a lot in January, guys.
Yes. It's gonna be another hustle.
So you are working for an experiential marketing agency.
Yes.
And yours is
a startup.
It's a startup. Yes. It's a software startup.
Yes, they do.
It's a tech startup.
They do software for law firms.
Awesome. Yeah. Okay. I'll be working with an influencer marketing agency. So for my co-op.
Nice.
I'm pending.
So you'll find something soon.
Yeah, slowly will come.
So I'm sure we can all like talk, keep in touch, and then
we are gonna
share our own experiences
with marketing maestros.
Sure. Like Friday
baby.
Drinks girls and Dimitri.
And Dimitri.
We will always be the maestros.
Of
the
course.
Maestros.
I think that's a good place to sign off, guys. We'll always be the marketing maestros.
For sure. Yes.
And we'll definitely be back with more, I think, tips for co-ops probably and internships,
how things are just
going
with us.
But like tips from where we're at, we can
and
give
trends.
More insight and trends. Yeah,
tips,
for sure.
So
trends,
our time is up now.
Yes. Because as a digital marketers, we have to be up to date.
We
don't
do.
Yeah,
we
trends,
do. We really
tools, technology.
For sure.
Changing every day.
Yes. All right, so I think that's the maestro signing off.
Yeah. And I hope our listeners got some good points out of our podcast.
I think they did. Yeah. All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Yeah, bye-bye.
Remember to follow us on Spotify.
Yes.
Woohoo. Bye.